And welcome back. This is Up to Date on KCUR 89.3. I'm Steve Kraske. Football at both the pro and amateur levels has taken a lot of hits lately, if you'll excuse the pun. Concerns over head trauma and concussion has caused a lot of people to think twice about the game and its future. But more than ever, parents are recognizing the value of exercise. So what's an alternative to football as we know it? Say hello to flag football. You remember what that is. Instead of violently hitting other players to bring them down, you tackle them by removing a hanging flag or a strip of cloth. But is flag football a safer alternative for staying active? With us to talk about it, our Chi-Min Wong is a neurobiologist and a professor at the UMKC School of Biological Sciences. Professor Huang, nice to have you back. Welcome.
Good morning, Steve.
Kason Matthews is also here. He's a senior sports director for the YMCA. Kason, nice to have you too. Good morning.
Good morning.
Kason, is flag football the answer here for kids who still want to play football, but maybe without the fear that they're going to suffer a concussion?
I truly believe so, and I think there's more to it as well. You know, I think you learn a lot from the game of flag football that you may not get to learn until you get to the middle school and high school level of playing tackle football. For example, I have second grade teams that are already running full spread offices, running routes, and actually throwing the ball, whereas
wow.
If you were playing tackle football, you probably wouldn't get to that till maybe 6th, 7th, or 8th grade. So I'm actually really excited to see how flag football develops the high school game whenever these kids get to that level. I think the tackle and hitting aspect can be taught at that age. And I think it just benefits the people involved more, too, is that you have better trained people working with your child at that mm-hmm. age, and you get more practice time with those kind of coaches to learn those skills.
Professor Huang, what do you think? Lend us your medical expertise here. Is flag football safe, or what do you think?
Definitely. I think there's a new publication coming out as we speak. It's a CDC study in which they not only compare a head injury and other type of injury in people who play tackle versus flat football, mm-hmm. but they also use head impact sensor to get an idea about what kind of a magnitude of the head impact they're getting. The message is that flag football is not only safer with fewer injuries, but people who play flag football, they experience far smaller magnitude of head impact than tackle football.
But doctor, just to be clear here, there are still concerns about concussions then, even in flag football though, right?
Yes, that is true. That is true. Anytime when you go outdoor, play in the mud and so on and so forth, there's always a chance for injuries.
But there's concerns about concussions in almost any sport, isn't there, doctor? Even swimming, if you bang your head against the wall when you're making a turn.
That is true. Even in synchronized swimming, there's incidences of head injuries.
And just to chime in there, sorry to interrupt, but I actually got a concussion. I was a state cross-country runner, and I ran in college. I actually got a concussion running cross-country in a meet one time.
How did you manage that, Kason?
Yeah, I know, right? I overheated. I ran into a windmill on the course, and then I fell on the back, and I obviously landed on my head. So I got a concussion running cross-country. So I think there's obviously concern for concussion protocol anytime you're outside, kind of like he's saying.
Kason, I don't mean to make fun. You ran into a windmill. Help me there.
Yeah, so it was one of our biggest meets of the year, and I really pushed myself. And it was extremely hot this day. I just overheated, lost consciousness, ran right into a windmill, and then obviously landed on the back of my head. I just remember I was doing really good at the time, so I just remember waking up in the back of an ambulance. I was like, geez, like, what, did I win?
Wow.
But obviously I did it.
Well, I guess sort of the bottom line here then, Kason, is there's risk in anything, and parents have to navigate how much risk they're willing to accept here.
Yeah, I think there is too, and I think it's kind of case by case as well. You know, if your child's a position player, like he's a quarterback or receiver, he or she would get more reps in flag football at those positions with less risk is my biggest thing. Now, if you know your child is probably going to be a lineman or something like that, it may benefit you to go ahead and start letting them work on the tackling aspect of the game. Or even if they are that lineman, you know, let them have fun and play flag football without the bigger risk of playing tackle football would be my viewpoint of it.
Yeah. I guess, Professor Huang, an even more basic question here might be, what about the benefits of staying active at a young age here? Because that needs to be addressed here as well, the other side of this coin.
Yes, Steve, that is for sure. The human nervous system is fantastically capable of learning new things when in youth. So that period is a golden period for learning things, anything from language, motor skills, and so on. So athletic skills, athleticism certainly would benefit the person a whole lot if that were to start young.
Huh. You know, I can't help but wonder about the popularity case in a flag football. What are you seeing these days? How much interest is there in it? How is participation changing?
It has grown significantly. I think when I started with the Kansas City YMCA 6 years ago, we were averaging about 500 players, and now we're in the 2,000 range per season.
Wow.
And it's actually growing to the girl level. Like, we have all girls teams playing now, and I don't know if you're aware of this, but it is now a college sponsorship sport for NAIA levels for college athletes for women. So the popularity of flag football has really grown quite a bit.
When did that happen? When did it reach the collegiate ranks?
This is the first year, actually. And then University of St. Mary's here locally has a college flag football team.
Huh. No kidding. It's cheaper, too, right? You don't need to buy all the equipment, Case. And so there, it comes with some benefits for parents out there.
Oh, yeah. So you don't have to buy. That's the other thing. You don't have to buy equipment like the pads or anything like that. Really, you just need the flag belt, which normally the league provides for you. And then anything else, that's on you. Like, if you want receiver gloves, obviously you'd buy that if you wanted that. But that's really all you need is the flag belt.
Do the kids still wear helmets?
That's optional at this point. You know, I actually have some players that have had concussions from other sports like basketball and stuff to where they wear their own padded helmet and everything they do. But at that point, it's still optional right now.
Well, Professor, the helmet is something that you have focused a whole lot on. In fact, you talked about it on this program once before. What's the latest we're learning about helmet safety and what we can do to prevent football injuries with helmets? What are you working on right now?
Well, about the helmet, in a nutshell, I think most experts would agree that helmets, they do not really provide adequate protection for concussions. They can protect the person from skull fracture, that is for sure. However, because concussions are mostly caused by head rotations, when you wear a helmet, it in no way affect your head rotation, particularly the type of head rotation that you got hit after you got hit on the head. So that is a big problem of the helmet. It tends to give people a lot of false security.
Huh. And Professor, I don't want to get too deep into the weeds in terms of the biology of the brain, but the brain basically floats inside the skull, right? So you can't stop the brain from moving if the body and the head comes to a stop very, very quickly.
That is correct. However, the fluid, cerebrospinal fluid, cushions the brain. That situation causes one really important piece of information from physics. That is, linear acceleration in terms of actually moving the brain, that is not a very effective mechanism of injury. Most of the injury, especially concussion, is due to shear forces or stress and strain of spring.
But this is what the NFL is struggling with right now in collegiate football, right? I mean, this notion of what more can be done to protect the brain. Are you suggesting that maybe the answer is we can't really do all that much more?
The current technology of helmet, I think you're absolutely right, cannot do very much more in terms of protecting the player from concussions.
So where does that leave the NFL?
I always have a personal opinion. I think if you look at rugby, rugby is quite a physical game, except in rugby, players do not get concussions nearly at the rate as American football. I think one of the major reasons is that when you look at the sports of rugby, even the audience, do not like to see what they call high tackle. So when you tackle a guy, you tackle normally the player below the shoulder. And occasionally when somebody accidentally perform a high tackle, the audience actually boos. But in American football, the culture is that when you hit somebody, you gotta hit them so hard so that he won't stand up again. Mm-hmm. So I think if you ask, what can we do? What can NFL do? We have to change the culture.
By changing the culture, are you suggesting there's a different way to play the game that's not as violent that might lead to greater safety?
Well, I would imagine so. So, for example, if NFL tomorrow starts to outlaw hits above the shoulder, I think that will immediately have a huge impact on player safety. But I think NFL would have other considerations as well. For example, what happened to their pocket?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just asking for your opinion here. Given what you're saying, is the NFL ultimately doomed?
I don't think so. I think American football is one of the most exciting games there is. Out of a typical 2 to 3 hours of time that people glued in front of the television set, the statistics have shown that the action minutes of an entire football game is no more than 12 to 15 minutes. So when you think for that 12, 15 minutes, you can get a whole bunch of people glued in front of the TV for 3 hours. Man, that's just exciting.
Yeah. Kaysen, going back to the popularity here of flag football, which is what we're talking about, the Sports and Fitness Industry Association is saying that among kids 6 to 12, flag football now has emerged as the most commonly played form of the game. And it sounds like, based on the numbers you're seeing through the Y, that sounds right to you.
Yeah, I would say that is correct, yes.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you, our flag football league's 5 versus 5. So we play on the field's 30 yards wide. So it's a very fast paced game. So there's a lot of playing time for everybody. And it looks almost like a little mini track meet with how fast these guys are moving and running and trying to get as many plays in. So I think it's really going to help the fitness level of all these kids.
Do you think sports like flag football, Kaysen, have become more popular since people have become more aware of the long-term effects on the head from contact football?
I think that's what started the popularity. And then I also think it's not only just the concussion thing. I just think that everyone's starting to realize, like, man, I can really develop my child position-wise by playing the sport. And we offer it year-round, too. So, even if you were a tackle player, maybe you play flag football in the spring, summer, and winter months with us.
How concerned are parents, Kaysen, these days when it comes to the safety of the sports their kids play? Are you getting more questions today about safety as you go through your work week?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's always been a very top concern for all parents. And, you know, we don't allow any contact with flag football, and our penalties are very harsh. Like, for example, if a defensive player accidentally hits an offensive player, that's basically a 10-yard penalty and an automatic first down. And kind of as mentioned, these games are very fast paced, so that penalty is a very big penalty. And same thing with offense. If offense makes any kind of contact, that's a loss of down and 5 yards. And you only get so many downs to get down the field. So any penalty is very costly, and I think it really teaches the kids, like, hey, I can't put my hands on this player, I can't do X, Y, or Z, or it greatly affects my team's performance.
I also can't help but wonder about the liability that the Y might face if someone who, you know, is exercising there through flag football or anything else suffers a concussion or a serious head injury. What are you dealing with there, and how much concerns get expressed to you about this?
I think at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what sport you do, you kind of are risking the chance of having contact or having a concussion thing. I think we're trying to make the game as safe as possible, and parents see that. And you know, to be honest with you, the 7 years I've been here in the Kansas City Y, I haven't seen a player have a concussion playing flag football. And I think really the only way they could possibly do it from watching it is if they dive for a ball or something, they hit their head on the turf. So I think we're doing the best we can, and the parents are seeing that.
Professor, what do we know these days about the numbers of kids who suffer concussions from playing sports or even contact sports? What are we seeing out there?
The ratios in various different sports, the National Federation of High Schools keep track of those statistics. Typically, for a for example, a high school football player, the average chance of that particular football player to get a concussion is roughly about 10% per person per season. For a female soccer player, that percentage is roughly almost 9%. And then wrestling is also very high, slightly above 10%. But those are the troubling spots.
Those numbers strike me as those are higher numbers than I would have guessed, Professor.
The odds seems bad.
Yeah. Kaysen, you actually have a flag football partnership with the Kansas City Chiefs. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so they're actually one of our great partners that we work with. So they've been with us for about 2 years now. So they do a lot with us. They actually help provide us with uniforms for all the players that have a big Chiefs logo. They also provide medals and stuff for all of our participants. So, and they're actually pretty hands-on. Like sometimes pre-COVID times, they had players come out and the cheerleaders would come out and meet the kids.
Really?
Casey Wolf's come out multiple times. So yeah, they are very hands-on. And then when schedules allow it, we normally do like a big tournament at the end of our seasons, and normally we hold our championship games on their practice facility over by Arrowhead. So they've been nothing but a great partner for us. So, and they've been very hands-on, and it's pretty fun. Whenever we played at the practice facility, sometimes the Chiefs players are working out inside. They'll come out and meet some of the kids and
No
take
kidding.
in the action. So
Yeah.
they've been nothing but great to us.
I was going to say what you're offering may be more important than ever because sometimes kids aren't doing recess these days at school, but given the COVID pandemic and everything else, that only adds to the importance of what the Y can bring people.
Yes, I completely agree with you. I don't know if you've driven by a school during like recess time, but it looks really sad right now.
Wow.
So, you know, what we're being able to offer a program like this and giving these kids an opportunity to be face to face with a great volunteer or someone that they can look to as a leader that's not just mom or dad, is I think going to just help them grow through this very tough time right now. And just being able to keep these kids active. I coach a couple of teams, and when I was able to work with them, you could really tell they needed it. They
Yeah.
needed to be able to burn energy, and you could tell they probably just kind of sat around and played video games the majority
Yeah.
of the shutdown time. So they were itching for it.
Well, bottom line here, flag football may be a very safe way to go for kids who are thinking about getting some exercise. That was the voice of Kaysen Matthews, a senior sports director for the YMCA. Professor Chimin Hwang also joined us. He's a neurobiologist and a professor at the UMKC School of Biological Sciences. Thank you both very much.
Thank you, Steve.
Well, that's it for this week. Have a great weekend, all. We'll see you on Monday. You've been listening to Up to Date on KCUR 89.3. I'm Steve Kraske.